Today, if you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 22. And I hope today, as we read Psalm 22, you'll understand just a little bit. Save you guys some of the shine off there, I'm sorry. But I hope as we read Psalm 22, that you'll understand why I picked this selection. And it's really an interesting scripture, and I want to connect it in a couple different ways as we get ready to talk about how it relates to mothers. We didn't acknowledge our oldest mother. So we're going to acknowledge our oldest mother, Miss Vasilia of Russia. Whew. Man, she had the most children. We're not recognizing our church body, by the way, obviously, when I went to Russia. The oldest mom, I'm sorry, is Miss Court. She had children at the age of 63. These are non-biblical winners, by the way. Children at the age of 63. The most children was Miss Vasilia of Russia. 69 children in 40 years. Yeah. I said non-biblical. The winners are non-biblical. Something's going on there, though. 69 children. That's pretty crazy. So in the world, there's over 2 billion mothers. We had quite a crowd up here. But in the world, 2 billion mothers. 82.5 million in the U.S. alone. Now, in the last 45 years, the average age for new moms went from 21. 45 years ago, the average age for a new mom was 21. Now it's 25. So it's moved back a few years. People are waiting a few years to have children. Be thankful for this. In the 1700s, moms averaged 7 to 10 children. Okay? Today, it's 2. Okay, so we've come down considerably. I guess more workforce to pull from than our own family. So it's gone down to 2. Every 4.3 seconds, a baby is born. And at Prayer of Faith, every 1.3 months this year, a child is born. Or something like that. I just threw that in there for fun. So we've had many babies recently. Megan's not here today. Her parents are here. She's getting ready to have a child. I was going to say any day now. At this point, I'll probably say any second, minutes, hour. We just don't know. But very close to having her first child. Haley Mucklerath, next month. Could be any day also, but next month it looks like having her second child. Also celebrating her anniversary today. So moms are a special person. Moms, you guys will change about 7,300 diapers in the first 2 years of that child's life. Dads, you'll change about 8. Okay. Just kidding. The amount was so small they didn't even reference it, so I just picked 8. So that's a lot of work that mothers do. It's a lot to be a parent. It's a lot to be a mom. And moms have a special place. And just as the last fact, well, it's not the last fact. I'll save it for the last fact. In the U.S., the busiest day in restaurants, Mother's Day. I better wrap it up quick and get you guys a head start. Okay. Busiest phone day, also Mother's Day. 122.5 million phone calls made. And 152 million cards are given on Mother's Day. Man, you guys are going to leave here today with all kinds of facts and information about Mother's Day. But this is one you'll probably remember most. The heaviest baby born, 22 pounds, 8 ounces. Men and women cried at that, yes. So today, as we celebrate mothers and recognize the hard work, we also, I do want to just remember our newest mothers, Aaron and Kayla and Chelsea. Our newest mothers in the church, and then Haley and Megan that are about to give birth, will be new mothers within days and weeks. And what a special blessing that is to our single moms. Press on. What a tough task that is, and man, what a special honor God has for you to be a single parent, a single mother, and raise a child or children. And man, today we just want to honor and bless you for that today. Psalm chapter 22. And today we're going to talk about trust through trials. Trust through trials. Now, how many know that David has been through trials? He's been on top and he's been on the bottom. He's been running and then he's been living large. And everything that David went through, very public, right? When he was at his lowest, it was a very public thing. When he was at his height, it was very public. Everything was out there in the open for him. And I want us to read about this today and keep a couple of comparisons in mind. We're going to look at David, and we're going to talk about two different areas: his distress and his agony, the troubles he had. And I want us to compare that to the same thing that Jesus went through when he faced the cross and went to the cross. And then I want us to compare it to the trials that we face and the troubles that we go through day in and day out. And then at the end of this, we're going to look at David's celebration, if you will, his victory, his overcoming. And we're going to compare that to Jesus' victory. He defeated death. And we're going to look at his resurrection and the victory in that. And then we're going to compare that to our victories. And what I want to do is look at this through the eyes of mom, possibly, and say, where do we see mom as we read this, either being a mom or us as a child and reading this as though this is our mother? And it starts in chapter 22, verse 1. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, we know Jesus used those same words on the cross as he faced his last moments. My God, why have you forsaken me? Have you ever been to a point in your life and you thought, my God, what in the world's going on here? Because I felt like I was here, but now I'm down there in the pit. I'm in a hole. And I don't know how I got here, and I don't know how I'll get out of this. It says, why are you so far away from helping me and from the words of my groaning? And I think sometimes we look at our parents and say, did you not hear me complaining? Why, mom, were you so far away? Why didn't you answer me? Why did you not come to my rescue? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. It says, but I am a worm and no man. Because of what David is going through at this point, he says, I'm not even a man. I'm just a worm crawling along the ground. A reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. Can you turn this down, Austin? It's a little bit in the monitors here. They shoot out their lip and they shake their head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. You remember we talked a couple weeks ago when Jesus was hanging on the cross. He was between the robbers, the thieves on the cross. And what did they say to him? And the other people also said, hey, if you're the Messiah, get yourself down from there. Many times in life, we think we've accomplished something. And people tell us, you made your own mess. Get yourself out of it. But he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Verse 9 says, but you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. So David's calling on the Lord and he says, Lord, I'm going through this problem, but I don't feel like you hear me. Jesus was on the cross. He said, God, are you there? Remember as he prayed in the garden, if this cup can pass. But it had to be. And sometimes in life when we compare that to our own troubles that we go through and our own trials, we have to trust him when we go through those. We have to trust him. Because we can look and say, God, where are you? And as we've said many times before, he says, the same place I've always been. On the throne, beside you. When I say go this way and you go that way, I'm still with you, but I'm trying to guide you back here. And when I spoke to you and you acknowledged me, yet still ignored what I spoke to you, I was with you. Our mothers who gave birth to us, they were with us. They have connection. You know when mothers say, "You'll always be in my heart," they now say that that's actually a literal thing, that there's parts of DNA that come around and help repair your heart and heal your heart, that come from after giving birth. We look for our mothers when we go through problems. I look to my mother still today. If there's a problem, I look to her for guidance. When there's a death in the family, I look to my mother to say, "What do we do now?" Now, in all honesty, my mother confessed she didn't know what to do sometimes. When my father passed away, she said, "I didn't think I would be able to hold you together, hold the family together. But moms, you're strong." Because she never let us know that until recently. Mothers are strong. Mothers are the type that hold you together and bring you together and can reconnect you. While fathers are flying off the handle, mothers are saying, "It's okay." While we're spinning out of control going, "I don't know what to do," mom says, "Follow me, I'll show you what to do." It may be a different message on Father's Day, fathers, just so you know. But today, it's about moms. And the moms know what to do. And he said, "You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God, but not far from me. For trouble is near, and there is none to help. It says, many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. For you have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lot." Well, David writes this, and obviously this is the same thing that happened during Jesus' crucifixion. When they pierced his hands and feet, they ridiculed him, cast lots for his clothing. It says, "But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen." It says, "You have answered me." Well, that sounds pretty grim. And I'm looking at it saying, as children, we look to our parents and we look to our moms and say, "Help me out of this. What is going on here? And how do I get through this?" You see, I've brought myself to this point, but I need your help to get me out of it. But there's great hope. And there's great hope in our mothers today. because as we read on, we have celebration and victory. And it says in verse 22, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you. Church, let's remember, as we come together to sing praises, man, I love that last song that we did. I just had to stop playing and praise Him. Let me see if I can grab that real quick. Here it is right here. And I love in the bridge it says, and all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. Man, when we come together for praise and we lift Him up and we lose sight of everything and everyone around us and focus on Him, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him and fear Him. And you offspring of Israel. For He has not despised nor abhorred you the affliction of the afflicted. Nor has He hidden His face from you. But when He cried to Him, He heard. And it says, my praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear Him, for the poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek Him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. And I just think about our mothers when I read that. When we acknowledge our mothers and we show our mothers and fathers, but mothers today, honor and praise. The Ten Commandments. Honor your parents, your mother and father. Honor them. Now, I don't want to get into all the, yeah, but you don't. I get that. Then at this point, forgive them and honor the position. It is a commandment. It is a commandment from God. Honor them. So the other thing His Word tells us is forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive them. And I get that it's tough because some of us don't know what our parents may have put us through. But God knows, and He's the only one that needs to know. But He also says you forgive them and you love your enemies and you love your neighbors. And don't forget on that trip, because some people can make us forget to love ourselves because of what they've done to us. He says, do not forget to love yourself. Rewrite your story. You are the author of your story. Now it says He is the author and finisher of our faith. But I'm talking about our story, that you can write that and you make the choice to move on and forgive. And that is tough. I know some of the stories. But it says, my praise shall be of you and the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear Him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. And it says, let your heart live forever. Verse 27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's and He rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship, and those who go down to the dust shall bow before Him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. The posterity shall serve Him. It shall be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare His righteousness to a people who will be born, that He has done this. Jesus, when He was crucified and went to the cross, when He died and went to the grave, and then remember when they went back to check on Him and He was gone. What did it say He left behind? We talked about it a couple weeks ago. He left His death clothes, if you will. Why did He leave them behind? Because He's no longer dead. That is His victory that He overcame. We are able to overcome ourselves. As a matter of fact, God's Word tells us we are overcomers. Amen? We are overcomers. Look at your neighbor and say, we are overcomers. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that was him. I heard that. We are overcomers. And it says we overcome by the word of our testimony. And sometimes the things that we have been through and gone through are the things that show that we are and can be victorious. And that helps other people say, if they can do it, I can do it. We have to be a church and a people that give people hope. What is hope? Hope is the thing that stands on the other side of where they are and where they can be. And we have to show them hope through Jesus Christ. They're not going to find hope in us, meaning we aren't the answer. We may be the means by which God does His work. But we have to show people there is hope. Again, hope is the thing that's on the other side of the situation they're in. Trusting through trials. David knew when he went through these trials, he knew he was pleading to God. And there's several of the Psalms that say the same thing. As a matter of fact, Psalm 71 is very similar to this. And a lot of times it's like, I cried out to you, why did you not hear me? You did not incline your ear to me. He says, yeah, I did hear you. I did hear you. And in my timing, and in your timing, will you choose to follow me also? I mean, his timing sometimes is the door's open. That's his timing. It's open. You just keep forgetting to walk through it. Or it's an open door and you just keep running back and forth. Look at me, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. Depending on our situation. Trusting through trials today. Mothers, I want you to lead your families. Children, I want you to follow your mothers. Where there's godly advice and godly wisdom. Where there isn't, I want you to honor your mother. I want you to care about your mothers. We're going to close today with a song. And PJ's got a word he's going to share with us. It's his last week with us as well. I can't take this each week. But through change, we also have some new people. You see some new faces again. We have Susie that's playing the piano now. We had Mike playing with us today. Where's Mike? There he is. Sitting right in front of me. Playing with us today, and we're thankful for that. So I'm going to leave this in your hands. I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to leave it in your hands, and then I'll close this out in prayer at the end.
All right. It's been a while since I've been to this church, and it seems like I've been back for a couple of days, but it's been a few months. And me and my wife are moving to Atlanta. She is already there. And I just want to say how much I appreciated being welcomed back. With open arms, and I'll love and miss all you guys. But we're doing this last song, Sweep Me Away, for Andrew's mother, Lori, because she asked if we'd do it today. So, here we go. Suddenly I feel your hand in mine.
sweep me away.
Just like Anna, PJ's had a long history with prayer of faith and Ground Zero and just serving in so many ways. Amazing talent comes out of that family. Just amazing talent. And we're blessed by that. What do you say, you know? You have servants come, you have servants leave, and it's hard, and I tried hard last week, like I said, not to say anything to Anna during the day, because I just knew it would be rough. But we're thankful, you know, PJ, and we wish you the best. And when his little girls come in here in the morning, they just stand up in front here and just stare at them, and I just watch Elizabeth sing and PJ play, and it's just fascinating to do that. And we're thankful. We wish you the best. And thank you for coming back and blessing us. So thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer as we close today. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for our mothers. Lord, as Silly as it seems, we all know that we wouldn't be here without our moms. So we're thankful for our moms. We're thankful to be here. We're thankful to know you. God, where those are hurt by their mothers from the past, I ask you to heal those wounds. I ask you to help them forgive. I ask you to help them rewrite their story and change the outcome. Lord, today we want to give honor to our mothers. Lord, we want to be thankful to the mothers that are no longer with us. Lord, we want to honor you. Lord, help us this week as we go out to honor you through our actions, through the words we speak to those we know and don't know. Lord, we ask you to guide our steps each day as we start the day. Rather than saying, come follow us, we say, Lord, where would you like me to go today? And how do you want me to do it? Help us to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Lord, be with those that are traveling. Bring them back safely to us. And Lord, be with those that are traveling away from us. Lord, that you would be with them and guide them in their future as well. Lord, to the single mothers, we ask you to give them strength and courage and boldness so that they do not grow weary. We ask these things in your son's name.